talking to a controller dispatcher this morning just to check information. I'll just give an example of what's happening on the ground. There was a recent call, a Donegal crew, and you may find this incredible, responded to a call in Belmullet on the western seaboard, and frighteningly, they actually met it and treated and transported the patient. But when they looked at it afterwards, how did this happen? Now, the Donegal crew may have been in Sligo at the time. The reason that may have happened is the opinion of a very experienced dispatcher that that emanated from a shortage of crews in the southeast. And I'm talking Waterford down that area. Crews from the Midwest, South Tipperary, South Clare, Limerick, were brought down into the southeast. And that had the domino effect of all the Galway crews, the Mayo crews, dropping down. Mm. And literally, when that patient or person requested an ambulance at Belmullet, the nearest available crew was the Donegal crew. Now, that's frightening. And I don't think anybody has a difficulty with, you know, a run in the local indigenous area. It's this extraordinary events that were very rare at once upon a time are now a regular daily and basically hourly occurrence across the National Ambulance Service. That's frightening. We also, in parallel to our emergency ambulance, we have an intermediate care service who were initially employed to do the long distance journeys to the likes of the Dublins, the Galway, the Belfast. But due to the rosters, they're not fit for purpose. This results then in Letterkenny University Hospital or Sligo University Hospital booking private ambulances to transport public patients. Now, from the top of my head, I think you can do research. If you look at the expenditure in the sale of the group, I think in 2019, there was 5 million of public money spent on utilising private ambulances.